This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And the Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builder Supply. Jerry O'Sullivan is the Senior Director of Operations for ADAPT. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So I wanted to talk for a moment about ADAPT and dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. We have talked with other organizations, lots of stories on about how folks are reacting. And of course, ADAPT's work in lots of different areas regarding treatment. Obviously important that all of that continues. So how are you dealing with some of the restrictions, some of the changes, and how folks interact and communicate during this time?
Yeah, it's been obviously a stressful time across the whole community, and you know, we're no different. We're getting impacted the same way as everyone else. We've taken steps to limit interactions, face-to-face interactions with clients and patients, but still trying to find ways to connect. And so some of the things that we've done is we have screening at all of our locations where questions are asked and in some cases temperatures are taken in order to make sure we aren't bringing people in who may be carrying the virus. But we also shifted to more of a telemed delivery system during this time so that we're providing individual one-on-one and even soon group services via telemed services. And it's been, you know, effective, although there are some barriers. We still have individuals in the office who can see people who don't have access to that technology or for some reason need to come in and see someone face-to-face. So most of our services have switched over to this telemed platform.
Well, and I obviously for certain types of counseling, certain types of services, there is a big dynamic of being able to look somebody right in the face and tell them where you're, you know, where you're coming from, what you're dealing with, that sort of thing. And I suspect that some of that is harder, or maybe it's just different to try to achieve that via a video conference, something like that.
It is definitely different. I think for us, it was surprising how we were expecting to see some barriers and people apprehensive about this way of interacting. But there's also been some positives. I think for some people, having a little bit of separation and being able to work through the technology instead of being in the same room also opens them up a little bit. So I think it's a mix. It's not all bad or not all good, but it's definitely something we want to think about in the future. If we're able to maintain this, it probably will have some benefits.
And what about some of the things that ADAPT might be involved in where you've got not just a one-on-one situation with some kind of treatment or counseling services, but what about how do you deal with these groups of folks that you have meeting together to sort of lean on each other?
Well, if anybody's ever been in a group meeting using a video conference technology, it's definitely a lot different, a much different dynamic. The technology gets in the way a lot. You can't have two or three people trying to talk at the same time. Unlike in a room where you can raise your voice and be heard over everybody, pretty much everybody is unable to be heard when that happens. So there are some dynamics that are different. It's new to us. We haven't done groups this way before. We're getting that rolled out. Some programs are doing it already. Others will be implementing that by next week. The main thing is that the group sizes need to stay smaller, and the person running the meeting has to make sure everybody kind of understands the etiquette of working in this kind of environment. So there'll be some transition, but we're pretty excited to be able to keep delivering these services.
And obviously, with the importance of the types of services you're delivering, this whole pandemic situation, while it had been talked about in medical circles for a while, for a lot of folks it kind of got sprung on us one day, and over the period of just, you know, hours, things changed pretty radically.
Yeah, it was a pretty radical change. ADAPT provides SUD, substance use disorder treatment, mental health treatment, and also primary care. So really, we've seen how it's affected all these different types of delivering services. And we've had to adapt pretty quickly. People who are working on kind of ongoing issues or in the middle of a treatment process, they're trying to figure out how we can still support them while trying to protect them and our staff members from this potential pandemic going on. It's been a challenge, but I feel like going forward, we're in pretty good shape to really help support people.
And with some of your staff not working in their various offices, you've got the dynamic of just doing staff-to-staff communication differently, too.
Yeah, almost all of our meetings now are using, you know, some kind of teleconference. Multiple times per day, I probably spend between 4 and 6 hours on some kind of either conference call or video conference, and it's different. But in a way, we're not spending as much time either walking around or traveling around to go to meetings, so there are some benefits to it, but it's not the same as being in the same room.
Well, obviously, one of just many areas where society is having to adapt and make temporary or perhaps potentially more permanent changes to how we do things. And we wanted to hit on what you folks are doing, just given the importance of it. And I suppose the one of the things for people who are going through this, who maybe have not yet connected, but probably need to connect for some of the services that you provide, is knowing that, in fact, all those services are available and not being afraid to reach out in the middle of all of this.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. All the services we provide are still ongoing. We've had some difficulties in the first week or so after things were more or less shut down across our community, but everything's up and running right now. They can go to our website, adaptoregon.org, and there's a number on the Contact Us link. There's phone numbers there for all the different services, and there are people there that will answer those calls and help get them started.
All right, Jerry O'Sullivan, Senior Director of Operations for Adapt. Jerry, anything else you want to share with folks this morning?
I would just encourage everybody that we're getting through this. We're almost there, and I think our community has done a great job of responding to this.
All right, Jerry O'Sullivan, Senior Director of Operations for Adapt. Thanks for being on the Morning Conversation.
Thank you, Kyle. Stay well.
All right, 8:37 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.